Islam, someone upon whom the book, which is Quran, was revealed. Someone upon whom this book was revealed in a blink of an eye. Someone of that greatness living in the headquarters of Islam in Mecca and Medina, he passes away. Now it was upon the nation of Rasulullah that they be with the Prophet, at least the funeral services be performed in a dignified way. He be laid to rest with honor. But we find that the first oppression or this mazlumiyat, it's with the Holy Prophet himself. That in his funeral, just a handful of people, only Amir al-Mumineen in reality, that he lays Rasulullah to rest, and none of them were present at that matter. After Rasulullah, not long, some say just a few hours, some say in less than a day, what they do is they come and they bash the door upon door of the house of Ali, upon Zahra, and she is crushed between the door and the wall. Her baby is killed. There Amirul Mu'mineen is tied into that rope, dragged into the streets of Medina. And this young daughter of the Prophet, who is just 18 years, and is that height of her youth, a distance which is just 10-15 meters from her home to the mosque, this young lady, she has to sit, she has to stand until she gets to the mosque. And she's crushed between the door and the wall. She says, Ya Fizza Khuzini, Fizza, help me. I've dropped the load. That is the baby Mohsen is killed. After that, masaib one after the other, tragedies one after the other, they unfold on this noble household. Amir al-Mu'mineen, he is killed in the mosque. Imam al-Mujtaba, he is poisoned. And when the body of Imam al-Mujtaba is taken to be laid to rest, they shoot arrows upon this body of Imam al-Mujtaba. How come? Such a rapid decline. And on the household of Wahi, someone who was the most respected, how he was treated in this brutal way. Worst of all, it's this Karbala that we have. Every affliction, every bala, every tragedy. When Sakina was asked that which one of these balas and afflictions that unfolded upon you, which one of them was tough, which one of them was difficult, which one of them was the most painful, she says that there wasn't a comparison of a great and a small. Everything was great. It's a comparison of great with the greater. Sahl bin Sa'd says that I once came to Damascus, and there I see that the markets, they are all closed, as if there is some celebration. I asked the people over there that what is this celebration for? They say that, don't you know that it's the head of the grandson of the Prophet which is being brought to Sham with their family members, and we have all celebrated here. He says, shame on you, the head of the grandson of the Prophet being brought and you celebrate. He sees from a distance that the head of Aba Abdullah is being brought into the town center, downtown here. And then he says, I saw it resembles the Holy Prophet the most. He says, I ran towards the head. I saw a lady there, and I said to her that I am among the well-wishers of the Holy Prophet. Is there any service? Is there any help that I could extend? She says, yes, do something, take the head away from here, so that people, they don't cast their looks on us, they don't gaze at us. He says, I paid 400 dirhams to that person who was carrying the head and requested him to go away, so that people, they don't look at the women of Aba Abdullah. Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, as long as he was alive, he was a means of guidance. Even after his shahadat, this chain of guidance continues. And even today, it's that same. The noble head of Abu Abdullah was brought into the courts of Yazid, la'natullahi alayhi. Yazid, he hosts a celebration, invites all the dignitaries, the ambassadors in town, for them to come. And among them, it's the ambassador of the Roman Empire. He comes and says that, Yazid, why have you hosted this celebration? Yazid says, you are just invited and we don't want to say that what is it for. He says, I must know. Because I have to report back to the Roman Emperor that I have visited such a gathering. Then he says that this celebration is because the grandson of the Prophet Hussein has been killed and this is his head. He says, Yazid, shame on you. You've killed someone. When the generation gap is just one lady. Then he says, I am the 70th generation of Prophet Dawood. Even today when I walk in the streets of Rome, people, they take the dust of my feet, they respect it as mark of respect to me. And that is because I am the 70th generation of Dawood. And you've killed someone when the generation gap is just one mother. Shame on you, Yazid. He instructs him to be beheaded. He says, okay. I wondered why I saw the Prophet of Islam in my dreams this morning. I said to myself, why him? If I'm a Christian, I should have seen Jesus, not the Prophet. He then says, allow me to kiss this noble head before I die. He says, okay. Holds the head of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ embraces, becomes a Muslim, kisses the head of Abu Abdullah and he himself is beheaded. أَلَا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ إلهي بحق الزهراء وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها والسر المستودع فيها 10 times, Ya Allahu, 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 Allahumma ahyina hayata Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad, wa amitna mamata Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. اللهم ارزقنا في الدنيا زيارة محمد وآل محمد وفي الآخرة شفاعة محمد وآل محمد اللهم عجل في فرج محمد وآل محمد O God, all those who are ill and ailing, especially those present in this majlis, grant them shifa. All those who have hopes in these majalis, Allah, whatsoever hajat and requests they may be having, grant them. Our children to be enlisted among the best of Muslims who ever existed. Ya Allah, hasten in the return of our Imam, our Master, our Hujjah, and count us among his best supporters and among his best servants. Ya Allah, grant fame, dignity and honor to Islam and Muslims. Amen. Defamation to kufr, shirk and nifaq. Wa'ajjal fi faraji mawlana sahib al-zaman. Matam-i Husayn.